Hey there, listeners. Eric Cochran here with a Sandstorm podcast update on a story that's got the whole world holding its breath. We've just learned that the U.S. is scrambling warships to defend Israel in case of an imminent Iranian attack that could come at any moment. Sit tight, because this is a story you're not going to want to miss. So here's what we know. Tehran is fuming and vowing revenge after an alleged Israeli airstrike took out an Iranian government building in Damascus, Syria last week. Several top Iranian military brass were killed in the attack, including a senior commander of the feared Quds force. Well, Iran's supreme leader Khamenei didn't mince words. He straight up threatened to retaliate against Israel, and now it looks like that retaliation could be mere hours away. A source with an inside scoop on Iran's plans tipped off the U.S. about the timing and location of a potential Iranian strike on Israel. The Americans aren't taking any chances. They've redeployed two destroyers, one armed with the Aegis missile defense system, to the region to help protect Israel and U.S. forces if Iran makes a move. Even President Biden chimed in today, saying he expects an Iranian attack sooner than later. His blunt message to Tehran? Don't. Meanwhile, Israeli Defense Minister Gallant huddled with General Kurilla, head of U.S. Central Command, to coordinate a response. Gallant said point blank that Israel is ready to defend itself, on the ground and in the air, and will know how to respond if Iran attacks. The Israeli military is on high alert, with the chief of staff meeting with commanders to go over readiness plans. Any Iranian attack on Israel could quickly spiral into an all-out regional war that sucks in the U.S. too. American officials are pleading with Israel to carefully consider its countermoves and avoid escalating things further. Defense Secretary Austin phoned Gallant yesterday to assure him of America's full support if Iran attacks Israel. But he also urged caution and information sharing about Israel's plans, partly to ensure U.S. forces in the area don't get caught in the crossfire. This powder keg in the Middle East couldn't come at a worse time. The recent devastating war between Israel and Hamas militants in Gaza has already ratcheted regional tensions to levels not seen in decades. Over 1,200 Israelis and 33,000 Palestinians lost their lives in the conflict that began with Hamas rocket attacks on October 7th. Now an unprovoked Iranian attack threatens to light the fuse again. The U.S. is working every diplomatic channel to pressure Iran to back down. It's leaning on European allies like Germany and the U.K., whose foreign ministers personally urged Iran not to attack. Regional friends like Saudi Arabia, Qatar, and Oman have delivered the same firm message to Tehran. France has even pulled diplomatic families out of Iran and banned official travel to Israel and neighboring countries. But Iran's hardline Revolutionary Guard seems hell-bent on hitting Israel, one way or another. Their social media accounts are blasting out ominous satellite images of Israeli targets surrounded by attack drones, taunting, "The choice is in your hands." Another shows a mock Iranian hypersonic missile strike, captioned 5 minutes to Haifa and Tel Aviv. To avoid a direct confrontation, some advisors are pushing for Iran to attack the disputed Golan Heights that Israel annexed from Syria, or to target Israeli embassies in the Arab world as a warning that cozying up to Israel has consequences. As the clock ticks down to a seemingly inevitable Iranian strike and furious Israeli response, all sides are on a knife's edge. Can disaster be averted, or will the Middle East descend into a catastrophic wider war? As the world anxiously watches the skies over Israel for signs of an imminent Iranian attack, it's worth diving deeper into the players and forces driving this explosive standoff. Let's start with Iran's fearsome arsenal. They boast the biggest stockpile of ballistic missiles in the region, with some capable of reaching any corner of Israel, and far beyond. Their newest superweapon? Hypersonic missiles. These cutting-edge projectiles fly at blistering speeds and can dodge most defenses. They're a potential game-changer that has Israel and the U.S. deeply worried, but America has some serious firepower of its own in Iran's backyard. The U.S. Fifth Fleet is based in the Gulf Kingdom of Bahrain, and the U.S. Air Force is deployed at bases scattered across the region. In theory, these assets could quickly leap into action to support Israel or retaliate against Iran if a conflict erupts. Still, Israel has a long history of launching preemptive strikes to neutralize existential threats. It's a policy known as the Begin Doctrine, named after the prime minister who ordered the daring 1981 raid that took out Iraq's Oserak nuclear reactor. An Iranian missile attack would almost certainly provoke a crushing Israeli response, and they wouldn't need a green light from Washington to do it. But Israel also knows that attacking Iran itself could open a Pandora's box in the region. It would be a major escalation that hands Iran a propaganda win and unites Iranians behind their increasingly unpopular government. The hardline regime in Tehran has its back against the wall, facing mounting economic woes and popular unrest. A holy war against the Zionists might be just the rallying cry they need to stay in power, and Iran's Shia proxies across the Middle East would be almost certain to join the fight. Israel is especially wary of Hezbollah, the powerful Iranian-backed militia in neighboring Lebanon. By some estimates, Hezbollah has amassed an astonishing 150,000 rockets and missiles, an arsenal bigger than most national militaries. If those start raining down on Israeli cities, it would be an unprecedented catastrophe. In the nightmare scenario, a localized Iran-Israel war quickly envelops the region and drags in the U.S. too. American bases, warships, and allies could find themselves under relentless Iranian missile and drone attacks. Vital oil shipping through the Persian Gulf could be paralyzed, and Israel itself could face an onslaught worse than anything it's ever experienced. So as the clock ticks down, frantic efforts to avert disaster continue on all fronts. President Biden put Iran on notice, telling them emphatically, "Don't do it." Publicly, the administration insists it'll fully back Israel if it's attacked. But privately, U.S. officials are pleading with the Israelis for restraint, fearing a cycle of escalation that spirals out of control. European diplomats are working the phones, trying to talk Tehran off the ledge. Key regional partners like the Saudis and Qataris are also using what little sway they have with Iran to argue against a ruinous war. But at the end of the day, one man will likely decide Iran's next fateful move: Supreme Leader Ayatollah Khamenei. His word is final. So what's keeping the Ayatollah up at night? On one hand, Iran can't just let the Damascus attack go unanswered. It would project weakness and fail to avenge the deaths of senior guards officers. But Khamenei has to weigh that against the huge risks of striking Israel directly and potentially lighting the fuse on a regional Armageddon. As the potential zero-hour approaches, Israelis are watching Iran's moves like hawks for any telltale sign of an impending barrage. The IDF is on high alert, its multi-layered air defenses ready to swing into action. And in the desert and at sea, U.S. forces are bracing for the worst, ready to race to Israel's defense if the unthinkable unfolds. The next fateful hours could determine the course of the Middle East for years to come. Will the worst fears become a catastrophic reality? Or can diplomacy and deterrence pull the region back from the brink? As the menacing prospect of an Iran-Israel war looms over the region, I think it's crucial to reflect on the complex factors that led us to this precarious juncture and where it could lead. You know, I've long understood the unforgiving calculus of deterrence and power that governs relations between implacable foes like Iran and Israel. It's something I've grappled with for years as I've analyzed these issues. Israel, as a small country surrounded by adversaries, simply can't afford to let its guard down for a moment. That existential threat is why I've always staunchly supported Israel's right to defend itself by any means necessary, and can say, including preemptive strikes. At the same time, I'm deeply worried about the wider consequences of a war between Iran and Israel. It could be a potentially catastrophic region-changing event. I've always been hawkish on Iran. I've consistently called out the Iranian regime's dangerous provocations and atrocious human rights record, but even I must acknowledge the immense risks of a direct clash between Iran and Israel in today's volatile Middle East. The sheer destructive power of the weapons involved and the potential for uncontrolled escalation are quite terrifying. So the question is, how did the Iranian regime's calculus bring us to this alarming precipice? I keep coming back to the fundamental nature of the Islamic Republic. This isn't a conventional state actor. It's a radical, revolutionary regime run by zealots who see resistance against Israel and America as a core pillar of their ideology and legitimacy. For years, Iranian leaders have declared that Israel is a cancerous tumor that must be wiped off the map. They've poured billions into anti-Israel terror groups and proxy armies, all in the name of liberating Jerusalem and destroying the Jewish state. And as Iran has grown more powerful and emboldened, those threats have steadily intensified. Now, it seems Tehran believes it finally has the missile arsenal to inflict devastating harm on Israel, and hardline factions are itching for a confrontation. The alleged Israeli attack in Syria, on top of recent sabotage at Iranian nuclear sites also pinned on Israel, may have finally pushed the Revolutionary Guard to its breaking point. Iran's supreme leader surely knows that directly attacking Israel would cross an unprecedented red line. He has to weigh his desire for vengeance against the severe risks of provoking a massive Israeli retaliation and potentially setting off a catastrophic regional war. But the very fact that he's seriously entertaining such a gamble shows how far down the path of confrontation we've gone. Ultimately, I believe force is the only language fanatics like the Revolutionary Guards truly comprehend, which is why the U.S. had no real choice but to deploy its military assets and declare unequivocal support for Israel's right to self-defense. Any hint of weakness or hesitation would only invite further aggression. If war does erupt, the ramifications are nearly inconceivable. Thousands of missiles raining down on Israeli cities, Iranian proxy forces mobilizing attacks across the region, U.S. troops and allies coming under withering fire, oil facilities and shipping routes paralyzed, the entire Middle East engulfed in conflict. It's a nightmare scenario. At that stage, there would be no easy off-ramp or de-escalation. Israel would be in a fight for its survival. It would have to use every tool in its arsenal to eliminate the Iranian missile threat, even if that necessitated an overwhelming assault on Iran itself. The U.S. would almost certainly get sucked in. Other powers like Russia or China might wade into the chaos too. So let's fervently hope that cooler heads prevail in Tehran, that the regime pulls back from the brink and doesn't cross that fateful line. But let's also be clear-eyed. As long as this extremist government remains in power, fixated on Israel's destruction, the menacing shadow of war will hang over the region. For the time being, the best path forward, in my view, is to stand resolutely with our ally Israel, project unshakable strength to deter Iran's worst impulses, and remain ready for the worst-case scenario, as much as we hope to avoid it. Because a day of reckoning may arrive when Iran finally goes too far, and the free world is left with no recourse but to respond with overwhelming force. Catch you on the next episode of the Sandstorm Podcast.